Let me welcome us to the new wine service. Bible says that it is not to him that willeth, but to him that God has shown mercy. The fact that you are alive and well is an indication that God has shown you mercy. Hallelujah. In case you have ever been told before by your loved ones, by your parents, that I want the best for you. This ministry, God's Goodwill of Grace and Restoration Ministry, is the best place to be when it comes to getting your spiritual life back together. And I'm praying that as you have come, your life is not going to remain the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The supernatural ability. Yes. From the time God made the first man, God Almighty intended that man should be able to express himself just as God does. Because man was actually made in God's image and likeness. God is a spirit, and his worshippers must do so in spirit and in truth. So you will notice that in every critical situation, when the adrenaline is high, sometimes you do what is normally impossible for you to do when your adrenaline is high. And this comes when you are under pressure or when you are super excited. These two extremes reveals a part of the human nature that people don't really use to take note of. Let me give you an example. If
a wall
is 13 to 15 feet tall, for example, and you are being chased by, you know, a predator, an animal that is trying to take your life, if you have made up your mind that you won't allow this animal get to you, where the instinct, where the ability will come from to scale that wall will come from nowhere. And you find yourself scaling over a wall that you would ordinarily not be able to scale through or scale over. This was what King David meant when he said, "With your strength, I can scale over a wall." There are a lot of abilities that we possess that are still untapped. Hallelujah. A lot of people speak about the professional basketball player, Michael Jordan. He has the ability to fly high to the point of, you know, reaching the basket when he's playing during his time. There is no limit to what we can do. I am citing this example because beyond those abilities that can be seen, there's also another ability that man can put to good use, express, and nurse. So this is where we are talking about the supernatural ability. God is good. Our proof text will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I read, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Hallelujah. God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness. Yes. When God designed man. He made man in his image, after his likeness, which means man possessed the same ability as God. And from the book of John, we are made to understand that God is a spirit, and those that must align with him must worship him in spirit and in truth. One of the purposes why we worship God is not for the sake of worshiping him. In the place of worship, we find ourselves. Am I communicating? In the place of worship, we do what? Find ourselves. Because when man fell short of God's glory, the glory of God departed from man, which means the ability of God in man departed. The ability to operate just like God departed from man. The scripture that says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, is explained in this manner. What happens when a person falls short of the glory of God is simple. When there's a shortage of an item, that means there's a scarcity of the presence of that item. When man fell short of God's glory, he fell short of God's presence. I mean, God's supernatural ability. The reason why Christ came is to make man eligible to attract God's presence again, which would make man to be able to operate in the manner he is supposed to operate, just like God. Hallelujah. So it is in the place of worship that you would attract the ability of God to do the physically or naturally impossible. Because of the ability of God in the life of Elijah, he could outrun chariots. He did what was humanly impossible. In other words, the ability of God in him became activated. Bible says that he will run and not become what? Faint. When the supernatural ability of God is at work, you may not just burst into tongues like people used to limit it to be. His strength, his ability will be activated. It will be God now working through you, which was what made Apostle Paul make that profound statement that says that I can do all things. It says all things, right? All things through Christ that gives me strength. Because the supernatural ability of God was upon Peter, he was able to deduce that the Ethiopian eunuch was studying a Bible passage which is unclear to him. He approached the Ethiopian eunuch without the Ethiopian eunuch asking anything. Am I communicating? Because when the glory of God is upon you, you'll be able to operate the way God Almighty had originally designed you, which is to function as he does. In other words, you have the ability to know all things. Christ said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide and lead you into what? All truth. Nothing will be hidden. Nothing is hidden because God is all-knowing. So when you are a Christian, you are supposed to have sincere hunger and crave for the glory of God. The glory of God can be ministered by impartation through laying on of hands, and it can also be ministered in words. God is good. Because the word we speak are spirit and life. Hallelujah. Now, when the children of Israel were under pressure, they began to communicate in the language that their oppressors did not understand, which made their oppressors begin to express, you know, panic. They could sense that these people are becoming powerful. Not just the numbers. Because these people, during those days,
were so spiritually intelligent that they could sense beyond what is seen. They sensed that these people, they have been engaging in some meditations. What happened to the three Hebrew brothers when they were thrown in the fire was because they were conscious of God's presence. And because they were conscious of God's presence, what they were not seeing, their enemies were seeing. Once you become more conscious of the presence of God, you may not see yourself, but those who are against you will be seeing what you are not seeing. That's why you remain a threat. Which is the reason why when you are expressing consciousness, even if you cannot see anything, keep expressing that what? Consciousness. Don't stop. That you do not see it does not mean that your enemies are not. God is good. It is not for you to see, but it's for your enemies to. The servant of Elisha lacked the sensitivity, but the prophet knew that those that were with them were more than those that were coming against them, but his servant could not what? See. I'm saying this, if you do not have the ability to see, don't stop being conscious of God's presence. Yes, some of us have the ability to sense those that are with us. Am I communicating? And that's the reason why sometimes when I speak, people will say, what is he saying? He used to speak as if he's more than, I'm more than that. Even if you cannot see it, I can see it. Because it's not meant for the blind to see. Christ says, I came so that who see may become blind. Those that are blind will begin to see. It's a mystery. The supernatural ability. Now, a time came when the masons who are into building were selected and picked from a nation known as the Northeast. They picked a lot of them to a Western nation to build most of their biggest and most beautiful monuments. You find out that these buildings of those years, they used to look very, very magnificent. Now, if you go to Paris in Italy, where you have the Vatican City, I mean, when you begin to see the Catholic Church, they look very, very massive. And you wonder, the people that build this, are they human beings? So the job of these masons, they were into building. A mason is a person that builds. The Westerners came down to the India to pick some of them. When they brought them, they used them as what? Slaves. Because they didn't bring them naturally. They captured them and brought them to their city to begin to use them to build. Under what? Under extreme conditions. And they cannot say no. Hallelujah. Are we together? While they were oppressing these people were under duress. They recruited soldiers that would be guiding or protecting the masons against escape. And they used to give them close monitoring. Am I communicating? So while they give them close monitoring, the masons found a new way to communicate. Am I communicating? Without opening their mouth. So they began to discover another ability they don't know that they had, which is to communicate without opening the mouth and without even using sign languages. Do you understand? They began to emancipate for their own freedom. Under extreme conditions, you would discover some ability that you don't know that you had. God is good. Now, while these people were there, they began to have meetings. They will have, you know what they call Zoom meetings today? They used to have Zoom meetings then without using any cellular device that is connected to the internet. They began to, you know, Zoom meeting, through Zoom, you can have people from different parts of the world, far away, connected to an application, web application, and they begin to have meetings. Do you understand? Now, these people were having Zoom meetings. The soldiers that were protecting or guiding them from escape were there. And they were quiet and looking at the soldiers, and they were having a meeting. Am I communicating? They were looking at the soldiers while they are having what? Meetings. They could communicate without even using any sign language, and everybody was connected. So while they were, you know, emancipating, they were used in some places. While they got to those places, they began to read. This ability in them could understand every language. So every city that they were used to build, they were busy also carrying information from there. I mean, sensitive informations. The declassified informations. They were busy hoarding it, you know, smuggling it out of the different cities. And they were gathering those information so that they would become liberated, so that they would become powerful. They were working with one mind. It was what led to the formation of the cult, C-U-L-T, called the Freemasons. You will be asking yourself, cult is supposed to be evil and all those things. This. A cult is a group of persons that have one, they share one belief. That's all. That's the real interpretation. So they formed the cult, and people began to join those cults in order to gain access to this declassified informations that a lot of people had by the supernatural ability of God. And of course, you have mixed group of persons in these societies that will begin to segregate. These people should not join us, these people should join us. They begin to, you know, counter a lot of people that want to be free. These informations was what Christ was saying when he said, "You shall know the truth, you shall set you free." But some people gained access to this truth and they what? Hoarded it. Am I communicating? They built a lot of defense against people that would gain access to this. Although the value of these societies has been depreciated because the enemies have hijacked the process. A lot of people that established cults, they didn't establish it in order to bring destruction or havoc or to lose lives. In fact, when the Kegite was established in Nigeria by the man called Wole Soyinka during the university days, the real intention is for them to have a moment whereby they can marry, you understand, where they can share palm wine on a Friday afternoon before some people brought some cryptic ideologies to mix with everything in order to begin to bring destruction and rivalry against each other. So the supernatural intelligence, you have it, I have it, everybody has it. That's why I said previously that in a community where you have blind men, the one-eyed man is elected as their leader. But where everybody is seeing, until they encounter where everybody are what? Have access to normal sight. They will now appreciate, they will now discover that one-eyed man too does not even know anything. God is good. There are people who are enlightened. This is the reason why there is development in their country. You can imagine the mega churches in Nigeria, because of the fact that the people that are the custodians of the gospel, a lot of them are still holding informations and holding on to the information that will bring the true liberation, because self has taken over. In North Korea, it was the gospel that brought development to North Korea. The supernatural ability. When you have access to this supernatural ability through, you know, consistent and persistent worship, you gain access to the ability that God also possesses. Hallelujah. Which means that you can be here and also communicate with somebody far away in Australia. The distance between Australia and Nigeria is a little bit distant. You can send a message. You can communicate with somebody far away, Australia, and they will get the message. It will enter them as their own thought. Am I communicating? You are sending a voice note through the airmail. Within no distant time, they will get the message. Now, because people have been programmed to be conscious of survivor, 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 every man of God is mostly dominating his messages with what people want to hear. Survivor. What is in for me? This is what people are after. They are not interested in complete liberation. Hallelujah. There is a musical group in South Africa that did a beautiful song. Lady Smith, Black Mambazo. They say, "Long Walk to Freedom." It may take a long walk before you can achieve freedom sometimes. But a lot of people are not ready to embark on this long walk. And that's the reason why they settle for survivor. A lot of people that become so established and rich on the outside base success on what people can see. Whereas they are not completely liberated. They get themselves limited because they can fend for their, what else do I want? When communicating, I can afford everything money can buy. So there's no need. No need again. People already know me. There's no need. There are levels to these things. They say, deep calleth unto deep. God wants more for you than survivor, than for you to be able to meet up or catch up with your immediate needs. Hallelujah. At the point when Christ was about to be taken, after he made that profound statement around pulling down this temple and I'll build it in 3 days, they could not find him. When it was time to feed the 4,000 and the 5,000, they were a multiplication of the resources at hand. These mysteries are not there for us to just, you know, immortalize the resurrected Jesus alone, or to celebrate his existence. They are there for us to see ourselves. Hallelujah. Christ is our mirror. In other words, he is a description of what we should look like supernaturally. I pray the word of God finds expression in you, in Jesus' mighty name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.